This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I saw a headline in the Wall Street Journal the other day, the answer to which, if you ask me, is, you bet. Is it possible, the headline asked, to have too many cup holders? Car makers are apparently in pursuit of the answer, as frankly am I. So we called up Chester Dawson. He's a reporter in the Journal's Detroit Bureau. And I started with whether it was always the case that cup holders were so plentiful.
No, it wasn't. They're a fairly recent innovation. Going back decades, the interior side of the glove compartment has, you know, often been used as a place to store a couple of drinks, but primarily when the car was stationary. And it really wasn't until the early to mid-80s that you started to see your traditional kind of well-shaped holder for cups. Back then, they were much more shallow than they tend to be today. And, you know, by the 90s, they became fairly standard, but mostly for U.S. vehicles. And their global entree has been a much more recent development.
Well, there's a great anecdote in the piece of how Mercedes-Benz has tried and really failed to get Americans to drink their coffee at home and not have to deal with cup holders at all.
There is a sense among particularly performance-oriented companies and drivers that you really shouldn't be eating a donut in one hand and drinking a cup of coffee in the other while you're on the road, that should be saved for before or after you get out of the vehicle.
And there is some merit to that. So I'm trying to think of my minivan, and granted, that's supposed to hold 7 or 8 people. I've got 12, I think, cup holders, which can't all conceivably possibly ever be used to hold cups and bottles, right? We put more stuff in there, Americans do.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, oftentimes they're just used to store and empty, but, you know, they're quite typically used to hold spare change. I interviewed one mother who says she loves them because she can stuff crayons and even French fries in there. So it's a nice, handy place. Problem is oftentimes cleaning them. They're not necessarily the cleanest places in the world, and getting down in there to clean up all the goop is a frustration that I heard many parents tell me about.
And I will echo that one myself, just to throw a little personal bias in here. Talk to me for a second about self-driving cars and what that will mean for cup holders, because I hadn't really thought this one through.
You know, the point about self-driving is that it frees you up to do many more things in a car while you're commuting or taking a cross-country trip. I was at a conference earlier this year about futuristic vehicle interiors, and there was a GM technician who said that one thing they're looking into now is self-cleaning cup holders, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Oh, that'd be amazing.
And that's more for the rideshare vehicle that you hear a lot about, you know, the taxis of the future. You know, obviously, if it's your own family, it's one thing. If it's a stranger who spills their Big Gulp or Slurpee, you're going to want that cleaned up before the next passenger gets in.
Are these cup holders, are they selling points for automakers?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of a quiet selling point. Volkswagen debuted its new Atlas SUV last year and was quite proud of the fact that it had 17 cup holders, only to be outdone a few months later by Subaru with 19, which is, the current record, but perhaps not for too much longer.
That's just an invitation to get the inside of your car all dirtied up.
It is kind of amazing. It was explained to me that, you know, we're in an era where you may have a drink box, a sports drink, cup of coffee. Stuff's got to go somewhere.
I guess it does. Chester Dawson writes on Detroit and cars and cup holders, apparently, for the Wall Street Journal. Chester, thanks a lot.
Thank you.